Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But with age comes wear and tear, especially in your sewer and drain system. John Sewer is a local company that's been serving the greater Boston area since 1976. With over 40 technicians to quickly solve the unique sewer and drain problems of your home or business. Find out how they can help at johnsewer.com.
We get the job done.
Get the versatility you need and all the tech you want now with exciting offers on a full lineup of crossovers at your New England Chevy dealer. Current qualified competitive lessees can get an ultra-low mileage lease on a 2019 Equinox LT for around $179 a month. Now for 24 months, which is $2,990 due at signing. That's $179 a month for an Equinox LT with...
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now.
Days with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Lucy has $500 right now. She wants to get in.
I say add it to the pile.
In cash.
All right, put it on the table.
Look at her.
Put it on the table.
What is she doing?
So now,
Lucy, you're making it worse. Lucy's now going to think he's got to match you.
It's in $1 bills.
Oh, good. Put it in here. I want to roll around.
I had a rough weekend over here.
Wait.
Scrooge McDuck. I can roll around in it.
Do I want to know how Lucy got 500 $1 bills?
Dale, only you would go there. Only you would go there.
I
don't know. Maybe she went to the bank, Dale. Maybe she went to the bank.
Hey, honey, give it to me in ones. What are you doing?
Excuse me? She didn't call the bank teller, honey.
Oh, no.
No, she didn't. She got her money like everybody else. Earned it the hard way. All right?
Really hard way.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Lucy, please. Rossi, dump that. Come on.
You're the one who said it.
She said it.
You said hard
set
way before she did.
Nice,
she did. She said it. I was minding my own business.
Yeah.
She said it. But she wants to bet big for the Super Bowl, is what you're saying.
Working hard for the money.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, we're on an absolute show heater right now. We've been picking unders left and right, making it happen.
And this is the week. We have to figure out our bet Friday.
Rossi does not like this.
D'Aussie's going to be in Friday. Look, he's our runner. He's our mule.
All right, here's actually a good question.
I will vote this. If it's not hashtag Rossi to ATL,
I like that hashtag.
If that's the case, we'll do it early.
Well, is Steve staying for the Super Bowl?
From my text earlier, it depends on this company potentially getting him a hotel.
Got it.
Okay, he's coming home.
So he'll have time to go to
Twin River.
Yeah. All right, so that's what
we're
going to
have a showrunner one way or the other, whether it be myself, Scheim. Heck, we'll get Lucy out of her penthouse.
If Scheim goes down there.
We don't dare let Lucy loose down there.
If Scheim goes to Twin River, he'd never come back. We'd lose him.
Good point.
We'd never see Scheim again, so that might not be a great idea. Somebody else needs to be the go-between.
Maybe Mutt. We could say, hey, Mutt.
Yeah, right.
Trust Mutt to make the right bet on our behalf?
Because that is a risk that you run, Dale. If you all of a sudden have a bet a week in advance, a lot of things can change.
A lot of things could change. Maybe they'll finally admit that Todd Gurley's really hurt like we think he is.
All right, that could change the line. That could change a lot of things.
You'll get some guy who will get, arrested in Atlanta and sent home from the Super Bowl.
We've seen it before.
It's happened before.
We've seen it before. A lot could go down in Atlanta. The last time the Super Bowl was in Atlanta,
2010?
2000.
Oh, 2000.
Even.
Oh.
Yeah, 2000. It was they had it at the Georgia Dome in 1994 and in 2000.
Okay. Well, then that's when I was there.
2000. Yeah, that would be the Goldberg heyday, 2000.
Yeah. He stopped by the table.
Big man?
Large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Now later on, he actually was on the Big Show, what was then the Big Show. And that was he took a call from a fan, may have been Jim the Wrestling Goon or something. But anyway, they were taking calls and was talking.
They were taking calls with Goldberg?
With Goldberg.
All right.
And the caller was talking about some match, and Goldberg finally says, "That's because it's fixed, you goof."
Oh, that's not. This guy, he
just
did not have
everything.
No, he's not good for wrestling. He never liked wrestling.
I am Goldberg!
not him. He was just, I never, not a fan. Not a fan of Goldberg.
Oh, I was. Well, that was one of the greatest openings in wrestling history. That whole, you know, marching out from the dressing room.
Yeah, but his name was Bill Goldberg.
Well, they didn't call him that. They just called him Goldberg.
Yeah, still. You could do better.
One of the greatest Jewish American athletes of our time.
Good for him. Good for him.
I mean, this whole the music thing and then come out. And by the way, the sparklers in the face thing. Don't they have to sting a little bit?
Yeah, he probably doesn't feel pain.
Probably a good point. All right, back to the call with you guys, 617-779-7937. Tommy's up in Maine. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Doing great.
Hey, great game the other day. All this discussion about replay and when should we use replay, how should we use it, I think we need to fix what they're doing currently with replay. Right now you've got a bunch of guys who are part-time employees. They're all in their 50s, and they're running around chasing pro athletes all day. And then when a review is called, they got to go over to a tiny little box the size of my grandmother's black-and-white TV from the 60s to try to stare that thing down. I don't know why the call wasn't just made back in Manhattan on a big flat-screen TV like the one I have in my own living room and have some college kid who's trained to look at this stuff pick it and then make a decision before they even have to go to the little hood.
Yeah, you could have used the Monday Night Football little tram thing with the giant screen TV on there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. I mean,
you think with technology that they have, they
could
be able to
speed this up. Well, I don't even understand why they're even looking at it, because supposedly Riveron's making the call from back in New York anyway.
Right, it's just a show then?
Yeah, he's just standing there staring at it. It's like at NHL games, they have in each arena, they have what's called the replay official.
Right.
I mean, you know, Chuck Napoli's a nice guy. He's the replay official at the Garden quite often. He doesn't get to make any calls.
No.
They're making the call back in Toronto.
Right.
So you know, Bill Vinovich is standing there staring at probably a blank screen.
Yeah, imagine that.
Because Alberto Riveron's back in New York saying, no, I got nothing for you.
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to make sure they get the play clock, or not the play clock, the game clock and the yard line.
Remember, that was twice in the AFC Championship game. The game clock is correct. Oh, thank God.
It just really takes away from the games and how good both the games were, where you're talking about big calls and stupid reviews and everything else so much. But that's also what happened when the games are both so close and they're coming right down to it. It often is just a play or two here or there that could determine it, but kind of sucks. Two overtime games in the conference championship, and a lot of the conversation the next 2 days after that is replay rules and challenges and stuff like that.
I do have some breaking Super Bowl media news for you.
Oh, do we know when we're going yet?
No.
Oh.
Please.
Doesn't involve us.
Is it Monday yet?
Breaking news. I don't think so.
Dale and Keith.
So Dave Portnoy just tweeted out, breaking, I am still banned by @NFL Commish from all media activities at the Super Bowl.
That's outrageous.
# bad boys for life.
Probably because of the shirts. I'm guessing the shirts didn't help him.
No, he got banned before.
Oh, I know he's been banned.
Well, he also called him Hitler. Remember, he was standing in the middle of a street in New York?
There was that.
Screaming Hitler at him?
They all got arrested for trying to get Brady, try to free Brady. They got behind the slammer there. They'll still be there, though. They were there the last couple of years, all the Barstool guys. But they just have like different setups. They're allowed certain things. I don't know. Remember Roger Goodell last year when somebody asked him about it? He's like, I don't even know Barstool Sports. Like, okay.
Dave Portnoy is like Pete Rose now. He's better off being banned than being in.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bigger deal now that the commissioner's banning him. And
they'll still be there. I mean, they were, so they'll have plenty
of
presence.
Didn't they rent some mansion in Minnesota?
Yeah, they did something. But they were definitely around, and they had, because now they're lined up, I think, they got their own radio stuff, too. So they'll be around.
Even if he is officially banned.
He's technically, yes.
By the commissioner.
Banned by the commissioner.
Mark's on the cell phone. Hey, Mark. Oh, let me just hit the right button here, Mark. That's Doesn't seem to be. There we go. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
So I want to talk about pass interference, but quickly on overtime rules and people that are concerned about going down a scoring rule if you get the coin toss. I mean, the odds of actually winning in overtime are better if you pick the ball off by quite a bit, because for a given drive in the NFL, you score 15 to 25% of the time you get a touchdown.
But it's actually not.
Yeah, I mean, you want the ball.
Since 2012.
Well, it is.
So hold on.
Here's the deal. Stats. Since 2012, when they put the current overtime rule into effect, the team that wins the coin flip has won 52.7% of the time. That's it. It is a very slight.
Okay, you said it's actually not, but hang on a second. Let me clarify. That's good. I got it, Dale. But that's how it's played out. I don't have an explanation of it, because if you look at the stats on how many drives lead to touchdowns, and you can look at the field goals too, it's between 15 and 25% of all drives in a given year.
So how do you explain those numbers then?
I can't.
Okay.
But you would kick off
if you won the toss in overtime. You'd kick off.
Yeah, I would say that because then you'd probably lose.
Get
a field goal, and you have about twice the percentage doing that for a given drive in the NFL.
But don't you also have to factor in your team? And if you're the Chiefs or the Patriots, you'd be insane to kick the ball off.
I mean, with one exception.
But you don't factor in the team when you're making the rolls is the thing. You just can't do that. And if you did, by the way, that would favor that neutral roll, if you will favor the Chiefs because they scored more touchdowns per drive than the Pats did. Now, I know they won the toss, but then if the Chiefs had won the toss, that would have unfairly favored.
So are you saying the Patriots should have kicked off in overtime?
I'm not saying that at all. What are you saying?
What's the point of this?
The point of it is for those, not you guys, I guess, but for those in the audience and so forth that think that, or, you know, in the world, that think that...
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I mean, honestly... Wasn't the premise of his call, you have a better chance of winning if you kick off in overtime?
The only argument that could be made.
Is that
for
what
me,
he's saying?
The only one is if you were playing at Gillette, let's say, outdoors, and you've got some 30-mile-an-hour wind going from one direction
or
the other.
If weather is a factor,
if
like
you
crazy,
then say,
yes.
Listen, if we have to kick in this direction, we got no chance. So we're gonna kick off, but we're going to have the wind.
Why would you not want the ball?
I don't know.
Because, so you're talking about like, you're just comparing it to every other drive. We're talking about overtime. If you score a touchdown, you win. That's it. And guess what? If you go down and kick a field goal, the game still goes on. And if you stop them, then you win. Or if you hold them to a field goal, the game keeps rolling on. That doesn't make any sense. But then he said at the end, that wasn't his point. So maybe lead with the point next time.
What else you got?
Oh Dale.
Oh, wait a minute.
Could be.
Hold on.
Who do we got?
It's your birthday today.
Leon!
Leon
Poe?
Happy 35th birthday to Leon Poe.
Leon Poe's birthday?
I thought he meant Vader.
Leon Poe, nice player. But do you remember the time at Fenway where they were like...
When they brought them all out, and
it was like
right out
one from
on
every
wall.
Team.
It was
the
like superstars from every team, and then it was
Teddy
Leon Poe. Yes,
Leon Poe.
Like what? Or as Phil Jackson would say, Leon Powell.
Yep. Whatever works.
Yep.
What else you got coming up next? Sports Radio WEEI.
It's your birthday today.
Leon.
It's middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we missed throughout the course of the program.
What else you got?
Why don't you start?
All right, I will start. I want to thank, I believe it was on NFL Network or ESPN. I saw a quick graphic of it, and then I went and looked it up. I think a pretty cool thing as we're going to start to talk more and more Rams as, you know, we get into later this week and next week. Sean McVay was a wide receiver at Miami of Ohio, so he played MAC football. So Sean McVay actually played against Julian Edelman in college twice, and it looked like they split their two matchups. Julian Edelman, of course, a star at Kent State, was a quarterback and did everything for him and was awesome. McVay was a receiver at Miami of Ohio, so kind of funny that coach and wide receiver played against each other in college about 10 years ago. 10, 11
what
years
else ago. You got?
So I think that, speaking of Sean McVay,
yes,
I have a Sean McVay Hardo story for you.
Oh, boy.
He is so locked in. He is so laser focused on, you know, coaching the football team and doing what he does that he actually has to have a get back coach at the NFL level.
Whether it's, you know, a position coach or even Sean McVay now, I literally have to spend most of my time while the offense is on the field standing right behind Sean and ripping him out of the way when the official's about to run into him just so we don't get a penalty. There is an art to it. It is kind of like a dance. Maybe tango, like a sidestep into the path of the official and then remove back.
So NFL Films has a story on the get back coach.
It is pretty funny.
For the Los Angeles Rams. And you see this guy, he's like running up along behind Sean McVay, and then he reaches out and he grabs him around the waist and pulls him back
for like a second, and then he like recoils. And then as soon as the ref comes in, he lets him go, and he like runs back out onto the field, basically.
I mean, I understand that coaching a football team is complicated.
It's tough.
Can you imagine being Bill Belichick's get-back coach, grabbing him around the waist and pulling him?
What does it pay?
Bill kind of knows where he's at, you know?
Yeah, but Sean's getting excited. He gets into the game. And, you know, another 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, he may not need the get-back coach. But right now, he's only 32. Like, he needs the get-back coach. He wants to get on the field. He's excited.
That is the ultimate hardo move.
Well.
I'm so into this game.
But they're smart. They know they need something.
It's like Mike Tomlin needed a get-back coach.
Mike Tomlin.
When he was, you know, attempting to trip a guy on a kickoff return.
Yeah, he was doing that. Trying to make a play out there.
Because he didn't know where he was.
Now he lost track of the field on him there.
He knew exactly where he was.
Yeah, no, that's true.
He'd have punched the get-back coach in the mouth who tried to get him out of the way.
But that guy, like, does that guy have any other responsibilities? Or is it just that? Like, game day, you got to make sure Sean McVay doesn't collide with a ref. That's it.
Well, what's really funny is as McVay's going up the sideline and they show him, he's like pushing players out of the way too. Hey, yeah, coach,
come
coming
on,
through
coaches,
here.
Coach is here.
Really?
It's a good job.
We need a get back coach at the National Football League level.
For the head coach. Yeah.
For the
head coach. He's a pretty good coach. So maybe that's what all those teams that they hired, like Cliff Kingsbury, you know, they're going to need to get one too.
Now everyone's you have to get one. All right, we got to get out of here.
Strength and conditioning coach. Thank you, Rossi. So he does have a second job.
Is that him?
Yeah.
He's the strength and conditioning coach.
So that's why he's fast and
strong. And he's good. Yep. Good knee bend.
You'd get into that position, I guess. OMF's coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Tom E. Curran.
Yes.
We'll make his regular visit, weekly visit. But first, we got to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
For stopping by!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.